When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Yo, what's going on, people? Welcome to the Miles Mikulski podcast, where we talk to some of your favorite artists and talk all things music related, mainly hip hop. But you know, you might have to fling in a few things along the way. If you enjoy any of the content, make sure you follow me on socials at Miles Mikulski. Basically, it's in my name. If you're listening to it right now, you'll be able to see my name right there. I ain't gonna spell it out because that's kind of long still. But follow me on socials to keep updated on who the next guest will be in the future. Anyway, without further ado, let's get into another episode of the Miles Mikulski podcast. What is going on, people? Joining me is another superstar from the legendary Mavins Records. Yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to be saying, I got a pen in my hand. Let me put the pen down. You know how excited I am. We have got Magics on Zoom chatting to us right now. What's good, bro? What's good?
I'm chilling, man. I'm chilling. How you doing?
I'm not too bad. I'm really happy that you're on the podcast talking to me today on the show. And it's been an incredible journey for you as well. Like, obviously, you're a graduate from the University of Lagos, doing big things. Studying communications. Yeah. And now you've become a big superstar and you're on the way to even bigger things. So how has the journey been for you? Because obviously you graduated a couple of years ago now, and then now you've kind of stepped into the music industry. You've been signed by a record label that is, you know, home to some of the biggest artists in Africa and the world right about now. And you've been on Overdose as well, which is a massive tune. So how's it been for you? How's this journey been for you so far?
For me, like, it's been amazing, man. Like, it's been like a privilege. And I feel blessed, you know, to be part of this team. To be part of this record label, you know, like, it's a blessing. You know, there's no other way, man. Like, it's just a blessing. You get me? So I'm grateful.
Yeah, and I mean, your journey's been interesting as well. Like, I mean, you started what, in church, I believe, getting into the music.
Yeah, I did start in church, man. Like, I started in church and school at the same time, because my secondary school was like music school.
Yeah.
You know, so like it was like God just wanted me to like to start doing music.
I hear it.
So like, well, like, I've always wanted to do music at the back of my mind. You know, church and school just really like skyrocketed like the hunger for it. You know.
Yeah.
But like, I'm grateful for that.
I mean, that must have given you the foundation that you could have, you know, built from. And there must be things that you learned 10 years ago that you still use now and you're appreciative of now, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So
yeah, I mean, like, that's it. Like, that's really it, man. I think those are the things that inspire, you know, still today inspire me making my music. You know, the way I sound, you know, my uniqueness. I think I got it all from, like, you know, my own personal training and upbringing. You know, like, so like, it's unique to me. Nobody can take that away. You know, so like, I think those things shaped who I am right now.
Yeah,
so,
I think the music has definitely translated towards that. We've had, so far officially, two EPs. We had the official Magics EP that came out last year, and then we've got the brand new one that came out. Is Atom or ATOM? How are we saying it?
Atom. It's Atom. But at the same time, it's still like, it's an acronym.
Yeah,
you know, or A Taste of Magic.
That's the thing.
So it's still two names, but like
that's what
also Atom, meaning like the tiniest, you know, a bit of something. You know, so like it's just like a taste of magic.
Yeah.
And it's just four songs. The title is four letters. You know, all that goes into like the details, you know, when I was thinking about, you know, naming the EP, you know. So yeah.
I think
it's just short and concise.
I think the attention to detail is key.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Cause I looked at it and when I first saw the name, before I even, that's why I asked you in that way, because I was like, it could be Atom. But I felt like there was a deeper meaning behind it, and we just got through that there.
So
let's talk about like some of the music that you've kind of released. So this EP that's out now is four tracks, nice like small 20 minutes. Like I'm sure you probably recorded a lot of music before you got to the point where you said, "I'm only gonna release four songs right now." Like someone's here, but it's only four. So
there's music everywhere. Like there's music everywhere. Like albums are dropping, you know, projects are dropping. And I also thought about it like, really like, do I want to put out an album right now? You know, there's a lot of noise, you know, and I want, if I'm gonna drop an album, like I want all the attention. You get me? Yeah. And I'm still coming up, you know, like I'm still fresh in the game. I'm just I think I'm 10 months in the game already, but like it's just wisdom for me to know that okay, I need to postpone my album to like maybe next year.
Yeah.
You know. But right now I need to give people something sweet, short and concise.
Yes.
You know, and that was the drive and that was the goal.
Yeah.
So when we're selecting EP, we had that at the back of the mind. And also like I really just wanted to like translate my energy right now, where I'm at right now in my life, you know, and that's a lot of wins, you know. Like for me, this year has been like the best year of my life, you know. Like I've really gone from nobody to like where I'm at right now, you know, and I'm grateful for that.
And
I just wanted to put that out in the project, you know, translate good energy, positive vibes, you know, and that was what I really wanted to, you know, show. And I think we did that.
I think the thing is that like what you're saying is 100% true, but you also got to remember, even when people didn't know who you was, it was that foundation that brought you to the point where you're at now. So you are not nobody, you are somebody then, and you're even bigger now. That's it. You're not nobody, man. Don't do that.
True that, man.
But let's talk about Love Don't Cost a Dime. That was the kind of big song that's originally came out. Ira Starr jumped on the remix, basically, or the re-up for it. So what made you want to kind of, you know, get a remix? It's because it's like a re-up, but it's a remix, basically. So like, what made you want to kind of get Ira on the track? And yeah, that's gone crazy. That's like 6 mil views on YouTube, millions of streams.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah.
Man, like, so like, I really like, I really was inspired to make that song because sometime last year, I think like December, I was feeling underappreciated. I felt like the song was underappreciated, you know, and I felt like I could bring it back, but like I didn't know how to do that, you know. So one day I got the beat. The beat, I saw someone was, okay, so this I happened. Someone sent me on Instagram. So the beat was playing at the background. The guy was making a video in the mirror, and the beat was playing at the background. And I was like, "Bro, what beat is this?" He was like, "That he saw the beat on YouTube, blah blah blah. It's up for sale, you know." The guy tagged me, you know. Then I told him that who owned the beat. It was like someone on YouTube. Then I went to the YouTube. I checked for the guy's name. I reached out to the guy. I was like, "Bro." I need this beat. You know, it just spoke to me. Like, I love the beat already. Like, I didn't know. I was not even thinking about writing the re-up on it. You know, like, I just know that, man, this thing is speaking to me, man. So then I took the beat. Then the guy sent me the demo. I haven't talked business, man, but he sent me the demo. Then I was in my car coming to the studio that same day, you know. I wrote the whole thing. Then I was like, nah, this has to be like the real, man. You know, so that was what came to my mind, making it the remix. And thanks to God, like I actually wanted to put someone else on the song. It wasn't even Ira Starr, you know, but they were delaying me, and you know, it happened the way it happened. It's like God just wanted to bless Ira, know.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, it worked nicely because I feel like Ira was having a moment herself at like the end of last year, to the start of this year. So then it helps like exposure for yourself as well to kind of, on the other side, people find like, you know, songs like Bloody Samaritan and stuff, and then they see your music and then they go through and they discover more. So it works out. Yeah. And I mean, it's done amazing so far.
It was just the perfect time. And it was, I feel like God just really wanted to make a statement with that song, you know, and that goes out to every artist. Like, sometimes it's not your music, you know, sometimes it's just maybe time, you know. Sometimes it's just like what people want to listen to at the moment, you know. So
I mean, it's true, like you said, it's all about the right timing, it's all about making sure that things happen organically as well. You can't really force anything. But now that people are listening, now they're gonna know. You're gonna start getting loads of tags on BeatStars, like YouTube Beats, saying, "Look, listen, come on,
I know, right?
Yeah, we need that magic money, you know. Come on, that's Atom 2 might come out next week by the time this goes out. You know what I'm saying?" So, but like, literally for you now, then. So, like you said, you've been in the game for like, let's say a year. Let's just round it up. So like, you dropped 2 EPs now, a couple of singles in build-ups to the EPs, which then the songs have been on EPs anyway. So like, what do you want the world to kind of see you for? Like, what's your kind of, what do people, what do you, how do you want to present yourself to the world through your music?
Definitely, like, I'm different, man. I mean, I'm just different like that, you know, like, and I just want people to be inspired to be different, you know. I want people to be themselves originally, like, just through you, man. Like, a lot of people say that, oh, this kind of music doesn't pop in Nigeria, you know, Afro R&B, you know, Afro trap, you know. But, like, just through you, man. Like, you it's the energy you give. You get me? At the end of the day, it's not what people are convinced by energy.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, not even what you're like, not even like everything. You get me? So, like, just believe in yourself, you know. So I think that's really what I want to put out there, man, for people to be inspired to be themselves, you know. I believe I inspire a lot of people already, but I really want to do more, you know. And also, like, I want people to lead, you know, a pack and not follow. So that's it.
I mean, that's good. I mean, as you kind of build up and you get towards the first album, that'll probably be where people, I guess, will see that more from you. So that'll be like an exciting time. So people gotta wait till 2023 for that drop, but I'm sure. Do you know what I mean? We working in the process, you know what I'm saying?
It could be next week, bro.
Listen, don't do that, you know what I mean? Don't do them ones there. Don't tell me 2023 and then tell me next week. You need me to keep it, you know what I mean? But of course, like, obviously when we hear the music and that comes out, then we'll be happy to hear it. And of course, like, I'll be supporting it on my side as well. So let's talk about the record label that you're signed to as well. Massive, it's crazy. Like, so many people have kind of come through that record label. A lot of, like, you know, the up and coming stars are on the label at the moment. So, like, have you had a chance to kind of chat to some of your other peers on the label and kind of get advice from them as you kind of progress? Obviously, you got a track of Ira already, so that's fine. But obviously, a lot of music you've got out at the moment is just kind of been by yourself. So have you had a chance to chat to maybe some of the others on the label?
Yeah, man. Me and Crayon got something coming, man. You know, it's coming, man. Like, and I don't want to say this, but like, a lot of music is coming from Maven, you know, as a label, you know, very soon. And I'm excited for what is coming, and you definitely see a lot of collaboration between me and, you know, every other person on the label. It's one family, man. Like, it's really one family, and I'm grateful for everybody, man. I'm grateful for everybody. I chat everybody, honestly. Laddy Paul gives like the best advice ever. If you need an advice, chat to Laddy Paul, man. He knows stuff, you know, because he could really like tell you things, you know, that would really help, you know, at the end of the day. So like, I respect the guys on here, man. because it's not even easy to be on here. It's not easy. So like anybody that's up, you know, nobody's successful by accident. You know, they must have done something right.
Yeah. You
know? So I always want to listen. You know. So yeah.
Yeah. You always get like knowledge and gems from people that maybe are a little bit ahead of you in that process. So like you might have a stumbling.
You don't even have to be ahead of me, like really.
Yeah, true. I mean, like, what I mean is, like, they might have released more music than you. That's what I mean.
Yeah,
like,
true.
Do you know what I mean? Because each every time you drop a project, you're going through a new experience and a new part of your life. Do you see what I'm saying? So, between the Magic EP and Atom, you, like I said, you felt underappreciated. So then you re-up. So that you went through a different, well, I'm saying this like I'm you know, but obviously you've gone through a different period in your life and you've grown a little bit older. To see things in the world differently, which is going to affect the music that you release.
Very true.
Yeah. So that's what I mean by ahead in that sense. Do you know what I mean? But
I mean,
what song for you off the new tape is like your favorite, or the song that you feel like everyone's kind of gravitated towards the most at the moment?
I think it's All Over.
Yeah,
I think everyone is gravitating towards All Over. All Over is popping off, and like this.
Yeah.
Like really going, it's going crazy, man. It's going crazy organically. Like I've been doing no push, just TikTok, and it's, you know, it's doing well for itself. Like there's no video, you're not doing any radio promo on it, you know. Like, and it's the most streamed song. It's actually doing so well.
Yeah,
and every other song on the EP too is great. But All Over is doing the most. So right now,
see, that's the thing. Like for me, Weekend Dreamer. That's
right.
That's me.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, good. When I recorded Weekend Dreamer, I remember like it was 2020. That it was like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So like I remember the excitement I had in the song. You know, sometimes it's not easy to retain the excitement of a 2 year record. You get me? So no matter how nice it is, especially if it's your song, you know, sometimes you forget the sweetness, you know, of the song. But like when I was gonna release this body of work, I was so like, I knew like, yeah, like I was sure like something was gonna definitely change.
Yeah.
You know, definitely, because It was a real body of work this time, you know, solid, you know. So, but I'm glad things are working out, you know, the way they are.
Yeah,
you know, so.
100%. Like, I'm really happy for you as well. Like you said, like you even said before, it's been like the best year of your life when it comes to just, you know, progressing and learning and leveling up, and obviously being from somebody to someone who people know more. Nobody, come on. So. It's a situation where, I'm keeping it. But like,
I get you.
But for now, like, for your rest of the year, like, what's the plan? Like, where are we going? Obviously, like you said, you got a few features. I know you're not dropping the album this year, innit? I know you're not doing that to me. That's it. So we know that's out of the equation. Magic fans, I'm sorry. It's not happening. You know what I mean? We had this discussion. So, do you know what I mean? You have to speak to Maven and the rest of the collective if you want that. but like, obviously with the features, what else is coming up for you? Are you doing any shows? Are you coming over to the UK?
I actually did my show last week.
Okay.
On Saturday, my first ever concert. It was sold out. It was amazing, man. Like, you should check out the clips.
Yeah.
It was amazing. I sold out my first ever show. A lot of artists came through. You know, and it was amazing energy. But every other thing from now to the end of the year, definitely a music video is coming. A lot of music videos, actually. I've definitely different collabos. I'm going to be doing shows, but maybe not mine, a little, because I've done mine already for the year.
Yeah.
But maybe through another location. And I'm also looking forward to travels. You know, I'm going to Ghana tomorrow. Maybe the US next week, you know, like, so like it's like the travels are coming, but like I don't know when I'm coming to the UK,
yeah,
you know, but definitely I want to come soon, you know, because I know like a lot of Afrobeat fans in the UK, you know, yeah. And I really want to connect to like my people out there, you know, they're like genuinely like broke with my music, you know, so like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. In the UK, obviously in America, there's a lot of Africans. In the UK, the amount of Nigerians that we have, the amount of, to be fair, West Africa, like literally, it doesn't matter what part of London you go, there's someone from Nigeria, there's someone from Ghana, there's someone from Congo, and probably Ethiopia or Eritrea. They're like the, I think wow. they're probably the top four, but Ghana and Nigeria, and I'm both Ghanaian and Nigerian. Yeah. So well, that's how really? That's how I that's how I know. I know it's a bad thing. We won't get into that right now. That's long. But like it's one of those situations where like people appreciate the music so much. And like I guess with America, when you go and you go on your travels, you'll see loads of like American hip hop artists now are really trying to lock in with like African artists. And because you're coming with something different and you're coming with a different sound. It just makes sense, like to try and when you're out there, just try and connect and see. I want to see you in a couple of hip hop tunes, bro.
Definitely, definitely. Something great is coming, man. A lot of great things, actually, man. Like, and I'm super excited. Like, I'm in a very good place, you know, mentally. And I just want to win, man. Like, I just want to put on my I just want to be myself, you know, to the fullest. You know, like, you know, I just record great music. You know, I just do me. But like I'm really out here.
Listen, I'm gonna leave it there because you're saying it and you're preaching just goodness and pure good vibes, and I want to make sure that you continue that. Is there anything else you want to say to the fans that are out here listening to this, and anything else
for the fans out there, man? I really appreciate your support for like my music, like, because I'm not paying nobody to stream my music. You know, it's just genuine. People just genuinely like listening to my music, you know, and I'm grateful for that. And also, like, I just want to put out like an advice out there. Like, if you're going through the hustle, if you're going through the struggle, just make sure you know at the back of your mind that like nothing comes easy. Like, nothing really comes easy. You get me? Like, you don't get promoted without an examination. You get me? So like it's just for you to know that like there's always like the brighter side at the end of the day. You know, just keep grinding. You know, it's gonna work out. Yeah, man.
I'm not gonna lie, you're spitting the most facts. I'm gonna literally just play Weak Enjoyment. I'm just gonna play that right now, straight after this, right now. Come on, Magic. Thank you.
Yo.
Listen, you guessed it. I might have to put that clip, this bit, then play that straight away. That's the interlude right there. But no, I appreciate you chatting to me today. Thank you so much. And yeah, hopefully once we get the album and more stuff coming out, we'll talk about that and catch up again soon.
All right, definitely, bro. Nice one.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.